realized that doing it all wasn't the plan. It's just what happens when no one else does. Yeah, welcome to my world. Stick with me on this one. It's a ride, but it's a good one. So welcome back to Single Mom Saga Episode 2, The Carpool Chronicles, or as I like to call it, One Car, Three Lives, Zero Chill. Let's get one thing straight. A lot of families only have one car. It's not just a single mom thing or even a single parent thing. Even back when we were a family of four, there was a stretch where we only had one car too. And let's be clear, I was born and raised in the Bronx. If we were lucky enough to ever have a car, my father had it. And the rest of us relied on public transportation. That's just how life was. But out here, that's not really an option. Not in this particular sense. So trust me, juggling is still juggling no matter how many adults are in the house. And listen, I know this sounds like a real first world problem, unfortunately. But the truth is, most of us are just out here doing the best we can with what we got. We make it work. Because that's what we do. But when you're the one carrying the whole load, that one car feels like another full-time damn job. Because the math ain't mathin', baby. I've got a college daughter with a work schedule and a whole social life of her own. A little boy in elementary school with play dates, school events, and extracurriculars. And me juggling two jobs and trying to keep everybody on time with one set of keys, a lot of prayer, even more gratitude, and a broken nail I haven't had time to go get fixed. Now, we should have two cars. We were supposed to have two cars. But let's just say life and certain choices made by other people shifted that plan a bit. And if you followed me long enough, you already know the person I'm talking about. The one who was supposed to come through, but somehow always finds a way not to. So here we are. One car, one mom, 1,000 problems, and 100 last minute solutions just to make it through the day. But you know what? We make it work. Because every now and then, a friend steps up, a family member saves the day, or one of the other elementary school moms or dads swoops in and is like, girl, don't worry, I got you. That kind of support, that's a blessing a lot of people don't have. And I never take that for granted. Because they weren't wrong when they said it takes a village. Even though there are plenty of moments when the village is just me and my kids making it happen. So let's talk about this morning. The whole point of all of this. My college girl starts class at 9:30. My little one starts school at 9. And I've got meetings stacked back to back. The kind I can't exactly fake my way through. Now, her college is about 30 to 35 minutes away with traffic. Normally, I can hop on a meeting from my car, multitasking queen, but not when I actually have to speak or participate, you know, to get paid. So yeah, chaos, total chaos. Normally, someone else would be able to give her a ride, but lately that backup plan's been out of commission too. So at this point, I'm just laughing to myself like, of course it is, because why would anything be simple? So now we're scrambling. We're checking Uber and Lyft like it's the stock market. Every refresh, the price jumps 23, 27, 31, 41, not including tip. And I'm like, are they driving her or adopting her? Because at this point, honestly, some days I'd take the latter because these kids are damn expensive. So what do? I rush my son to school, grab my coffee real quick because there's no time to make it at home. And then I'm throwing the keys at my daughter waiting for me at the front door of the apartment like, tag, you're it, baby. Your turn. And then the real kicker. She's got to leave class early just to make it back in time to pick up her little brother. And for those of you wondering why that's even her responsibility, it's not most of the time. But it's because we're a family. We got thrown into this situation because of choices another adult, no longer in this house, made years ago. So now we help each other out. With one car, timing-wise, it just makes the most sense. We all make little sacrifices here and there to make it work. But my kids don't go without. And honestly, we thrive sometimes because of the struggle. Now, that doesn't still mean we turn down a little break every now and then. I mean, I'm all for character building. I just like it to take turns every once in a while. So we're out here running this tag team relay race called life. And honestly, we're lucky she can even do this with this particular class because she can work from home this day. That's not an option most of the time. So when it lines up like that, it feels like divine scheduling. And listen, I'm not saying that we're all superheroes. But between juggling car schedules, classes, meetings, and drop-offs, we're basically Wonder Women with coffee and Wi-Fi. So yeah, this is the life with one car, two kids, and one mom trying to hold it all together with caffeine, determination, and a whole lot of faith. Moral of the story? Here's the thing. Chaos doesn't mean failure. It means movement. Life's not always smooth. Sometimes it's pure chaos. And sometimes it's comedy that writes itself. It's not always pretty. It's not always perfect. And some moments are just purely hysterical. You know, like the irony that makes you laugh so you don't cry. But somehow we also make it happen. Because that's what moms do. And this is for moms. Even if you aren't doing it by yourself, we pivot. We adjust. We rise up again and again. And yeah, sometimes it's exhausting, but it's also proof of how strong, capable, and creative we really are. Every detour, every last minute fix, every we'll figure it out moment is a reminder that we don't need things to be easy to make them work. We just wish they were as easy as they should be. But that's life, right? We make the hard stuff look easy and we keep it moving with a little humor, a lot of love, and maybe a glass of Prosecco at the end of the day. So even on the days when it feels like too much, you're still doing it. You're still showing up. And that right there is our superpower. So that's today's chapter of Single Mama Saga. If you felt this one in your soul, go ahead and hit that follow, share it with another mom who's out here making it happen. And remember, no matter what the day throws at you, you've got this. You've always had this. And baby, we were built for this.